So first of all, I want to thank everybody for the immense support on the first episode of Ruse Reality with Ramir Kiles. Absolutely amazing episode, amazing guy. Go ahead and follow his Purposeful Breath. Shout out to you, Ramir. You're a great guy. Appreciate you. But yeah, so this is the first solo podcast that I'll be doing. I'll be doing many solo podcasts. I'll be doing videos with different creators, different people that are like-minded as me. And that's what this podcast is going to be mostly about, is my journey with meditation. Now, long story short, I don't suffer as much as I used to because I actually sit down with my thoughts instead of suppressing them. The whole point I wanted to start this podcast was to kind of document the spiritual side of my life, which I feel like not a lot of people talk about with their spiritual side of their life, because everybody's got one. Everybody's got a spiritual side. Everybody's got this front that they put off with people, and I hate doing it, so I figured I'm going to do something I like, and I'm going to talk about my fucking feelings. So that's what we're going to do here today. So yeah, not only do I want to talk about the spiritual side of my life, I also want to provide a platform for my friends and other creatives that are like me, whether it's music, art, or just really any sort of platform that they're trying to get out there for the people. So yeah, basically my mind, my entire life, very chaotic, mostly all my fault. I put myself in a lot of chaotic situations. My mind was chaotic. My thoughts were chaotic. And I decided that I was tired of that. So I took a lot of my life and ventured off trying to find essentially the truth, or my truth. One of the things that I really found, and we just did a podcast on it, Ramir and I, was meditation. Meditation has done profound things in my life. It actually allowed me to sit down and think before I act, which was amazing. I do sit down every single day with the emotions that I have suppressed in my life. And those things eventually come up, and I get to let those things go. And the more that I let these emotions go, the better my life becomes, the more joy that I experience, the more that I stay in the present moment, the more that I get out of the past and get out the future and actually experience the gift of life that is in front of me at all times. So it's really been an amazing thing. And a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about meditation. I'm going to try to clear those kind of up today. So if you've ever told yourself this, listen up. I can't sit down. My thoughts are too crazy. It doesn't work for me. Or I'm too fucked up. I gotta keep busy. I hear that all the time. That's just not the truth. The first step is noticing that everything's insane within your brain. It's chaotic. You can't get a thought straight. Yeah, all these thoughts that are coming up inside your head, you just can't calm them down. The longer that you sit with those emotions, the longer that you sit with those thoughts, they will pass. A lot of people just can't make it past 10 minutes of meditation, so... And I completely understand. I couldn't either until I got into a sensory deprivation tank, which I will get into a little bit later. What that is essentially a big tank filled with salt water so that you float. It's pitch black and you are just completely alone floating in this tank with your thoughts. The water is the same temperature as your flesh, so you can't distract your mind in any possible way. You have to deal with what you've suppressed. So I'm going to try to break it down like this. An event happens. An event unfolds in front of you. Okay, and that invokes emotion within you, whether it's positive, negative, any sort of emotion. That leaves an imprint. That leaves a scar within you. So you have a choice. You could either suppress that emotion, which I will talk about what suppression looks like, or you can let it go. And a lot of people choose the suppression route because it seems easier in the time, but it's actually detrimental in the long run. So why do people suppress? People suppress their emotions because they don't want to feel them. And how do they do this? Money, sex, drugs, alcohol, any sort of addictions. It even manifests in forms of like validation, which I've experienced a ton. My entire life, I've needed validation from others. And a lot of other people struggle with that. So an event happens, you feel icky about it, you suppress that emotion, you go and pick up your phone and you start scrolling on the phone endlessly until your eyes hurt. And then, or you pick up a beer, you start smoking weed, or you do anything, literally anything. You could go... All right, I'm going to go for anything. Anything that's not sitting with your emotions, to me, is suppression. First of all, by no means necessary am I any sort of guru or expert on any topics that I talk about today, but I can only talk about what has worked for me, someone that has come from like a pretty tough background, and I have been through a lot of adversity. So for me to be sitting in front of this mic and feel moved to even start a podcast about my journey with the meditation and my spiritual journey, hopefully says a lot to people and hopefully resonates with at least one person. So if that happens, cool. That's a win. But yeah, so that's your first choice. Your first choice is suppression. Your second choice is just let that shit go. What does that look like? A lot of people are like, all right, I don't know how to let this go. I mean, it's bothering me constantly. I don't know how to let it go. I'm sitting in my bed scrolling, you know, all those things that you're doing, all those bad habits that you're doing is literally you suppressing the emotions that you just don't want to feel. You cannot sit down with yourself longer than 10 minutes. And if you look at yourself and say that, that's a really, you know, that's a really tough problem to have. Everybody should be able to sit down with themselves at least 10 minutes and at least feel some sort of peace. And, you know, the discipline to sit down with yourself for an hour and sort through things and meditate, essentially feel those emotions, takes discipline. It takes work. Once you commit to doing that, you're on a path of already bettering your life 100 times in a short hour. So yeah, the process of letting go. This is where I'll introduce kind of my experience with the sensory deprivation tank, which I described what it was earlier, but I get in the tank, I'm experiencing a shit ton of fear, shit ton of anxiety, don't know why, and I realized that I was actually experiencing the same feelings when my eyes open, walking around, doing daily tasks, those same emotions as I was when I was sitting there with my eyes closed in the sensory deprivation tank. So I realized these emotions that I was operating off of and all of my decisions were based off these few low vibrational emotions, which were fear and anxiety. So that was really eye-opening for me. But then I quickly realized that these emotions subsided once I got comfortable and relaxed within my environment, that these emotions subsided. That is when I realized that the body has a natural way of dealing with the emotional trauma once you stop distracting yourself and once you actually focus all your energy on letting it go and letting it pass through and go through its natural system of healing from the events that unfolded in front of you, no matter what time. And the body does the same physically. Like, the body has natural processes of digestion. The body has natural processes of when you get a cut or break your arm, you go through this pain to heal. And that is exactly what your emotions do as well. It's crazy what you do when you sit down with yourself and not scroll on TikTok or Instagram for hours on end. And I say this as I'm posting a reel of this here soon, but hopefully you're going to cultivate a For You page that is all about positivity and love and Rouge Reality. So you're given these two choices. You're given these choices to either suppress these emotions, which hopefully I explained well on what suppression looks like, and letting it go, which inevitably means you sitting down. So I say that it's easy to let these things go, right? And to let these emotions come up naturally. There's one tricky key part about your mind that I hope I can get across and I hope I can explain the best way possible. So please listen to this a few times, go back to this exact moment and try to, and if you have any questions, let me know. I'm not the best at explaining shit. Worst guy to start a podcast, but your mind is trying to come up with solutions all the time because you are telling it to. Your mind can be a detrimental factor to your life, or it can be an amazing tool. My entire life, it was being a detrimental factor. It was coming up with these horrible scenarios, these answers that I didn't really need, like, oh, I have anxiety or I have depression. That is why I operate this way. That is why I feel like this all the time. And that's what I was letting my mind convince myself that I was. I put these limitations on myself, and I gave these reasons why I can't experience full joy and love and clarity to its fullest extent. Once you realize, and this is where perspective comes in, but once you realize that you do actually have these beliefs that you put upon yourself, positive or negative, that are getting in the way of your joy, just abolishing those beliefs, just putting the mind to rest during meditation, don't try to come up with any good thoughts. No good thoughts, no bad thoughts, no thought at all. Completely in a state of feeling. Have no expectations of what the meditation session is supposed to look like. No expectation of what healing is supposed to look like. You're not going to feel this like nirvana feeling and all of a sudden you're healed. That's just not how it works. They can manifest in a bunch of different examples, but essentially your brain comes up with these statements that redirect your energy from fully feeling yourself into a whole other thought. So once you catch your brain or your mind trying to take you far into any thought that creates a belief about yourself, make sure you eliminate that as soon as it crosses up. And it takes an incredible amount of self-awareness and just knowing your body and knowing just realizing that any emotion that comes up, you need to observe, whether it's positive or negative. If it's not a natural state of bliss, a natural state of joy, you need to observe it. And don't ask why. Like, a lot of people will say, well, why did I think that? It's because this happened to me as a kid. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. My mom did this. My dad did this. Da-da-da-da. No, you don't even need to do none of that. All you got to do is feel it. That's all you got to do. You don't got to do nothing else. So please, please, please don't think of anything when you're meditating. Just and if you do think of yourself, people say don't judge yourself. There's no room for judgment anyway. Yeah, don't judge yourself. Don't say, damn, why did I think? Just redirect your energy back to feeling. You know what I'm saying? I find that it's the best way to do this is to remove all distractions from your life. Not even your life, just like the moment in which you are meditating. That's why the sensory deprivation tank was amazingly eye-opening for me, because I didn't have any distractions, not even the feeling of my own body to meditate. That's what it took for my fucking ADHD mind, was complete removal of all external factors, including my body itself. And sometimes I had to hold my breath just to fucking feel what was going on inside, because my breath was distracting me from the emotions that were coming up. So yeah, I highly suggest you get into a tank. It's amazing, and it will help your meditation and your life just 100 times. So 100 times is crazy. It's absolutely nuts. But yeah, hopefully I hit on a couple of the things, like the misconceptions about meditation. Really what, hopefully I explain it in a way that you, whoever's listening, can kind of understand. Hopefully you guys have found an answer as to why, you know, you sit down and it's chaos and you believe that you can't meditate. Well, it's crazy that other people can meditate. I can't meditate. Everyone can meditate and should be meditating. We live in an age where we are completely distracted by so many different things. So many things have our attention. We have dopamine at the tip of our fingers anytime we want. And it's really detrimental to the inner peace that you actually are inside. And you're just adding all of this garbage onto your body and onto your mind that you don't really need at all. Consuming bullshit doesn't help either. Yeah, try to remove those things from your life too. It's going to make your process a lot easier, and I need to do that because I'm terrible with it. I want to be as authentic as I can for you guys on this podcast. So you guys, you know, this podcast is going to be completely kind of go with the flow, follow my journey type of podcast. And if I change my mind on stuff, I change my mind on stuff. But as of right now, I'm experiencing the most joy, clarity that I've ever felt in my life, like I said, and I want to share that with you guys. So I felt moved to record this video today and get like-minded people like Ramir on the podcast. I got so many good guests lined up. It's amazing. And it's amazing that I've surrounded myself with these people, and I'm so lucky to have them in my life. I'm so lucky to have even just one or two people watching this stuff. So if I can be any help, any service for anybody, please reach out. But yeah, that's pretty much everything I wanted to hit on the first solo podcast. Each solo podcast will be kind of more in-depth with certain topics. But I wanted to get this out there, that the main thing in my life right now is focusing on this meditation. I will be talking about this meditation for literally every single episode, as it is such a key factor within my life. And if anybody has any questions about it, please reach out. And yeah, so appreciate you guys watching. Make sure you share, like, all that good shit. And yeah, have a blessed evening. Peace out.